Hello everyone, I'm Joe Cristiano and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, your radio of reason and independent streaming internet radio station and libertarian voice. Broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Sunday evening, February 17, 2008. It is now 8:06 Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. And now, on to our program. Good evening, everyone. Sorry, we're starting a little late this morning. We had some technical difficulties. We typically start at 8 o'clock. We started 6 minutes late, and believe it or not, we overcame those difficulties, and here we are. We have about 23 minutes this evening going into this program. We're going to have an abbreviated program this evening, solely because I came down with the flu, and I hope I can make it through. I know I don't sound like I have the flu, but I do have the flu. I'm just getting over it. I feel quite weak. I was going to cancel out, but I felt good enough at least to do an abbreviated program. So please bear with me if I have to cough or whatever, turn away from the microphone. During our live broadcast, I still invite you to call 646-652-4620. Please, 646-652-4620. We have five lines open. It's Sunday evening. I hope there's someone listening out there who will call in. I know we have people listening, but please call in. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com, and that two is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Please subscribe to his newsletter. It's only $49. He's a free newsletter online, which is absolutely excellent, but also support Andy in his efforts. He has a subscription newsletter, which will help you isolate where to invest your money. He's very specific, and he gives advice, and he has personal advice as well. And you can subscribe to his regular newsletter. It's only $49 a year, and it's well worth it. But do go to his website, mytwocentsonline.com, and listen to some of his previous broadcasts. He's also on Blog Talk Radio. He had a broadcast at 7:30 this evening, which I did not catch, unfortunately, because I was fidgeting with the radio trying to get everything started. It's blogtalkradio.com/my2cents. And he's talking about these financial tumultuous times that we're having. In fact, I'd like to make comment. Bernanke gave a speech to the Senate subcommittee on what's going on committee. And basically translated, yeah, I have to give the guy some credit. Basically what he said is things are bad. They're getting worse. They're not only bad here. They're bad everywhere. And look out below. Basically, that's what he said. If you want to just take off all the nice language, things are very, very bad. Economically, the world is in a credit crunch. And I'm going to talk about that for a minute. And I'm going to tie that into our program, which is the promise of progressiveness. And because if there's one group that I really disagree with wholeheartedly are the progressives. Right? And I think they're the most dangerous group we have in the United States today. And I'll explain why. All right. Let me put that aside. First, I have an email. This is from Jim, and Jim happens to be from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He says, I heard your September 14th radio show and thought it was very good, but I do have a couple of comments. First, I am very happy you said what you did about NPR. I said that NPR, it really ruffled my feathers when in two different occasions people said, well, I didn't know who to vote for since Romney and Giuliani were out, and they expressed their views, which were the views of Ron Paul, by the way. And this is two separate interviews and two separate occasions. And they said, well, I guess I have to vote Democrat. In neither case did the spokesman at NPR, and I wish I remember which radio it is, program, because I listened to several of them, said, well, what about Ron Paul? In neither case. And that really hacked me. I'm a monthly supporter of NPR, and I said I'm going to discontinue my monthly support. they had an obligation to respond in that manner. Now, I have blasted the media because the media has not treated Ron Paul equally with the other candidates, not even with Mike Gravel and many others. And that's because they're taking a stand against the money managers of this company, the Matrix. They're standing against, they are fighting the Matrix. And the Matrix fought back. And I didn't think NPR was part of the Matrix, but I'm saying that since they get something like 60 or 70% of their financing from the government, they better be careful what they say. If they're going to be careful what they say, they're not getting my money anymore. I gave a monthly contribution for years, and that stopped. All right, that's the story behind that. It says, they are socially liberal, they say, but they have never really cared about individual rights because they are part of the Matrix or collectivism of liberal fascism. By the way, my Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ, but I respect everyone's right to believe anything they wish, and I am not for the government promoting any particular group. However, I am not anti-Christian as some separation groups appear to be in their dogma. Second, I agree with you about American imperialism. I believe in a strong military to protect us, but for using it only when attacked. I also do not grieve for the direct enemies of America that we killed since 9/11, but heaven help us if we stay over there 100 years like McCain stated we might have to do. Who does McCain think he's talking to that believe we will stand such nonsense? I enjoy your show and find your wit entertaining. I don't think I had any wit on this program. I usually am quite witty and funny guy, you know, but on this program I get very serious. He says, take care, Jim. Well, thank you very much, Jim. Let me thank you very much for your email, but let me take one exception, you know. You say that you do not grieve for any direct enemies of America. I think it's all a tragedy. Now, don't get me wrong. If someone punches me in the nose, I'm not going to say, well, if I punch him back, I'm going to feel badly. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that, you know, we have to be careful on who our enemies are and why they are our enemies. For example, if someone just comes up to me and punches me in the nose and I punch him back, I'm not going to feel too badly that I busted his nose, you know. But if I provoked somebody into punching me in the nose, and they felt they had to do so in self-defense, for example, and then I punched them back, then I should feel badly. So I shouldn't have provoked them in the first place. So I think we have to be very, very careful of our language here. I understand what you're saying, believe me, and I agree with you to that extent. But we have to be very, very careful. We have to know our history. We have to know where we're coming from. I mean, if you're the bully on the block, and then eventually someone just leeches back at you, and which I did when I was a kid. I grew up in Harlem, and I'll tell you a little story now. I'm going to digress altogether. And I was a little kid in Harlem, and I was always afraid to go around to 124th Street because Jimmy and his gang hung around there. And my grandmother lived there, but I had to walk through that neighborhood, you know, on that street. But I know Jimmy hung around there. He lived a little further to the west of that neighborhood, but sometimes he encroached into that neighborhood. And one day he came in. I was on my roller skates, and he took me. And he flung me, and I hit my tooth on the pillar of a stoop, the old stoops back in the old days, the brownstones. And he cracked my tooth, you know. And I stood there. And, you know, and I was not a fighting kid. I'd be very honest with you. I was kind of Millie Mouse. I was kind of afraid of these people. You know, I ran from them. Anything. I avoided fighting like the plague because I was always afraid of getting hurt. Well, I took my skates off, and he saw me take my skates off, and he stood there like a big bully, and I punched the hell out of this kid. I punched him until I couldn't punch anymore. And then you know what I did? I dragged him out in the middle of the street and threw him in front of a car. Car stopped just in time. I absolutely lost my mind. Absolutely lost my mind. Did I feel badly? And what? No, I would have felt badly if that car would have hit him. But I'm telling you, and from there to that end, he never bothered me. But I'll tell you one thing. He invited me to come into his neighborhood with his friends because they wanted to beat the hell out of me, and which I never went. But I'm just saying that we got to be very, very careful from whence we come. You know, where are our words coming from, and what do they really mean? Well, thank you very much. I hope what I just said does not prevent you from listening to our broadcast in the future. Right? Many of you know that I am a motorcycle rider, and I think I'm going to buy a new motorcycle soon. And my trike is almost ready. I can't wait to pick it up on Tuesday. And I saw something that is a saying that I'd like to repeat here. I'm going to hang up on my wall, and it says, "Freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk." I love that. That's libertarian all the way. Libertarian all the way. I love that saying. All right. Tonight, we have 15 minutes. Whatever I do not finish here, I will complete on Thursday morning at 6:30, my live broadcast. You can catch it then, all right? Because this may take more than 15 minutes. And I also would like to add that I am trying to get an interview with Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root is a very successful entrepreneur. He lives in Las Vegas. He's a libertarian. He's running for president as a libertarian. And he is a flamboyant figure. He's been on every major TV program. And I received an email. I don't think it was from him directly, but indirectly from him. Someone received this email and they forwarded it to me so I would contact him. And basically what he's saying, he says, since Ron Paul is not going to get the nomination, it looks like, for the President of the United States, for the Republican Party, he wants to take off where Ron Paul left off. He wants to take off where, yeah. And I am so excited about this guy, because this guy has the means to make a difference. He has the means, and he already has the name, and he already has the contacts where we will hear about him. The big problem with the Libertarian Party is those people who are running on a good ticket, and I support most of them, and I would vote for most of them. But unfortunately, they're the average Joe Blows or commoners, if you will, you know, the average working guy who feels strongly about it and wants to take the libertarian message out to the masses and really wants to become president and change this world. And I applaud every single one of them. But this guy's got name recognition. He's got the money. He's got people behind him. And I think he can make a difference. I'm really excited. So I am going to try to interview him. Central Time, 7:30, his time, 9:30. I need to call him tomorrow to see if he's available at that time. I would try to get him to this evening. However, he is at a conference right now, so he's giving a speech somewhere, which is great. Well, just stay tuned and listen to my blog, look at my blog, and see if I'll be broadcasting on Tuesday at 9:30 Central Time. That'll be 7:30 his time. He's on West Coast time, Pacific time. Okay, now, I want to talk about progressives. Now, the problem that we have today, folks, is that we still have a mentality. And this program, if it's going to do anything, it's going to educate somebody out there. If I'm not educating anyone, I'm going off the air. I'm not doing this for nothing. I'm doing this for a reason. I want to educate people. And it's very important that I do so. This is costing me a lot of money to do this. But this is the only way that I can fight back against the Matrix, right? Now, last time I talked about the Matrix, if you remember in the movie The Matrix, that's the artificial intelligence that cocoons the humans because it needs the energy from the humans to survive, and then it injects them with something or somehow gives them this false world to live in, this artificial world that they live in, and every once in a while someone steps out of the Matrix and is able to fight them, and all this other. How this happens, I really don't know. But anyway, so the Matrix is the bad guy, basically. And now what I'm doing is I'm calling the money, the power, the real power behind the president, behind the Congress, behind government, not only our government, but every government around the world, the real power. Right, I'm calling it the Matrix. You may want to call it the corporate industrial complex. You may want to call it corporatism. And when I say corporatism, I don't mean people who are in business. I mean, I'm talking about the most negative part of corporatism, okay? Because I have a corporation and I have good people working for me, and we pay our taxes and we all work very hard. And, you know, we, in fact, create wealth and well-being for everybody. So, you know, I don't want to use that term very loosely. But, you know, whatever you want to call it, the money managers, the money changers, the power brokers, there's all sorts of names that we use for the people behind the government. Now, let me give you just a quick example. Now, we only have about 8 minutes left, unfortunately. But just think for a second. Now, we're going to talk about progressivism, and don't let me forget that. If I do, please call in. It's 646-652-4620. Even though we have only about 8 minutes left in this program, I'll take your calls. George Bush, our president, is noted for many things. First of all, he's noted for not accomplishing anything in his life. He's a spoiled rich kid with little ambition, and he's just not too bright. Without being, you know, sarcastic and nasty and derogatory, let's be honest. I mean, there's a lot of things I just ain't, you know? I ain't artistic. You know, someone said, Joe, could you draw a picture? You get out of here, you know? There are certain things I cannot do well. When I was a young kid, I was a punk. And I'll be the first to admit it. I really wish I was, you know, one of the tough kids, you know, the, you know, linebacker on the football team. But I wasn't. There's a lot of things I just didn't do. I did a lot of things wrong when I was a kid. I was one of the worst sons a mother could ever have. And my mother was an angel, you know, and I regret that. So I'm not just talking about, you know, him in a derogatory manner. This guy's stupid, man. I'm just saying that this, in reality, I'm identifying who this person is. Little ambition, unsuccessful, no driver ambition, you know, a spoiled kid, basically spoiled in a rich family. Now, does this sound like the foundation for somebody who's going to be the president of the most powerful country in the world? Now, please, folks, I'm not too smart. I got to look at things and say, is this picture, what's wrong with this picture? And when George Bush was picked, why do you think he was picked? Because he wanted to be president? Because he had a driving ambition? No, absolutely not. I mean, he just wanted to smoke weed and stay on the sidelines and enjoy life, him and his wife, you know, party. But someone bugged him. And who do you think bugged him? Well, people who have the inroads to the Matrix. You see, the Karl Roves and all the Ed Al, all those people are agents of the Matrix. And they are the ones that picked him. And because they knew they can mold him into a front man for them, and that position, the position that they picked, was the President of the United States. To give you an idea how powerful these guys are, how incredibly powerful these guys are, is they took somebody with no ambition, with absolutely no talent, not too bright, a very poor speaker, dim-witted, and he is dim-witted. I mean, he goes, I mean, he's dim-witted. I mean, Clinton was really good. Clinton can charm the pants off of any gal. Let me tell you, he was really good in what he did. My absolutely favorite president of all times is actually JFK. Unfortunately, the money changers took care of him because he wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He was actually the Ron Paul of his time. But George Bush won. Now, what the Democrats say is they say, well, it was, you know, the Democrats demonized Clinton because there's a, you know, conservative conspiracy. They give names to all that. It's the money people. They elect the people in office. Now, I want to give you a sense of this because I want you to understand that we do not elect our president. We just select from the those names that they give us, those names that survive. And Ron Paul's not going to survive. I mean, it had shot one in a million, and if he doesn't, I fear for his life. All right, now, so here we have George Bush as president, not qualified. Two terms, by the way. Two terms, all right? Now, and now we have people who are talking in a progressive manner. Now, you say, well, people who are progressives, you know, have a real heart. They're not the cruel industrialist. Now, that's not really true, because they're all the same. How are they all the same? Well, you see, when a progressive talks about doing things for people, they talk about establishing programs, a government bureaucracy that makes people more dependent on the government. The government doesn't have the money. They have to tax the people, right? And the only way they can do it, support these programs, is through taxing the people. Now, they say they're going to tax the rich to give to the poor. It makes it. Now, to the money changers, it makes no difference. They want these programs because when they have these programs, the money changers, what do? They print more money. When they print more money, that means they collect more interest on that money. They want that money being pumped out. And then they collect the interest. Now, who pays the interest? All the citizens pay the interest. And what they do, in effect, is enslave the populace with these programs. Not only by making them dependent, but also by taking their money away, but taking everyone's money away. And we pay for those programs, and those programs, eventually, that money all goes to the matrix. And that feeds the matrix. Now, you see, you look at it, a good portion of our national debt is actually going to interest. Right? Interest on the bonds. Who's getting that interest? Do you ever think of that? The people who are printing the money, because they charge the government for it, because the Federal Reserve is printing the money, not our U.S. Treasury. All we do is make coins. We mint the coins. We don't print the money. The big money is made by the matrix. And then they charge us for it. And we become slaves of the Federal Reserve System. Now, that's why progressives are absolutely no different than anyone else. This is the illusion of choice. In one case, we'd be giving the illusion of, oh, these are the good guys, they want to have these programs, and these are the bad guys, they want to have military programs. You see, the Matrix doesn't care. They don't care if we send every young man and every young woman to war and they all die. It makes no difference to them. The only difference is they make money through the big corporations that are making the bombs that keep this war going. Now, if you'd notice by the progressives, and they're all progressives, even the Republicans are progressives. The only one that's not a progressive is Ron Paul. That's why he gets no airtime, folks. Now, if you notice what McCain is saying, we're going to be in Iraq for the next 100 years. Oh, boy! I mean, the Matrix creams in their pants when he says that. And when Clinton or Obama say things like, you know, we will withdraw from Iraq, they never say definitely. They talk about negotiation. They talk about how they're going to get out. Now, we are almost out of time, folks. It's unfortunately, I just reserved about 30 minutes because I'm not feeling that well. I want to continue this conversation on Thursday morning, okay? And I'm awfully sorry that we ran out of time. I just got warmed up, and I'm feeling much better. Just talking, I feel a lot better. And I only reserved 30 minutes, okay? And here he is. All right. This is the end of tonight's program. And we'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support. And we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. And remember, now, on Thursday evening at 6:30, I'm going to continue the subject. I've just started with it, okay? And we're going to talk 30 minutes on it, right? Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. And remember, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, and I hope that it's Tuesday at 7:30 Central Time, where I'll be interviewing Wayne Allen Root. Hopefully, I'll confirm that tomorrow. Till next time, stay well, stay tuned. She takes it from her eyes to behind her ears.
Blog Talk Radio.